plate a potential nugget.
And given that sort of there's a new opportunity with tech to drive impact at scale,
yeah.
do you see a different breed of leaders emerging from that sort of space?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our sector has gone from seeing leaders of Seva like Ila to, you know, leadership that are running tech companies that come, you know, from an MBA from Harvard Business School. So you have the whole range of leadership. And it's interesting to see these newer age, let's call them the newer age social entrepreneurs are impatient, right? And they want growth and they are pushing for it. And there's also funding that's, you know, also enticed by it. I think technology is an enabler. But you need both to coexist. And I think we shouldn't discount, obviously nobody discounts Ila from Seva, but you can't discount the activist. You can't discount people who are mobilizing communities because that takes time. And so you need different kinds of models to coexist for ultimately the scale and impact that we're having. And so each of these models, just like in business, will have a scale trajectory, right? And some things will take longer, and community mobilization is a lot more expensive and it takes, you know, a lot more time. Technology is way cheaper. You get outreach very quickly. And so each of them play their role. And I think we don't do enough of that in our sector, which is understand the business model. So this whole for-profit, non-profit conversation, or this impact investing, like, why can't we solve the world's problems with equity and debt? I mean, really? There's a need for subsidized models because there's customers who will not be able to pay for the services and products they're being provided. That's because the government has failed, right, to some extent. So all of us MBAers or for-profit people who think you're going to solve all of this with a for-profit model, you know, it's mistaken. We don't have markets. People are living on $2 a day. They don't have money to pay for these kinds, for basic needs, that understanding which models can have equity and debt because you have revenue, right? And you have a margin. And which are you nonprofit because there isn't an ability for the ultimate beneficiary to pay for those services. And therefore that needs to be subsidized either with government money or with grant money. And in other places, you're building a market. And so whoever's building that last mile actually needs potentially a subsidized model. So we don't deconstruct these enough to understand with this kind of model, this is the kind of scale one will get. This is the kind of financing you actually need. And so some of this stuff that potentially seems obvious to all of us, I don't think we apply enough actually to the sector.
Very interesting. I guess in some ways you're saying the private sector can't be, if it's solving public sector problems, then it can't be on a for-profit basis, right? Something has to give.
Exactly.
For you to be solving public problems, which the public sector is supposed to solve or the government is supposed to solve. A fair insight. I think this is fantastic, Meera. Just wrapping up, this podcast is titled Play to Potential. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do believe the two questions people grapple with as they go through their journey is where to go and how to grow. Mm-hmm. Making choices, navigational choices at different points in time, and also having made a choice going up the curve. In summary, given your journey, what are your thoughts in summary around people to play to their unique potential?
I mean, I think the most important thing is it's not about yourself. It's about how do you bring others to magnify your individual potential. And so I actually think it's less about individual. It's more about how are you playing to your potential by bringing others along with what you're trying to achieve or the difference you're trying to make. I think take signals. I don't think playing to one's potential is a lone journey. It's all about bringing people along with you, and I think building relationships, because it's that energy, it's those signals, it's that advice that ultimately opens up your own eyes of what you can see yourself being able to contribute to.
And when you say take signals, just to maybe understand what you have in mind when you say that?
I think people will say what you do well. People will say what you don't do well. Often people give you unsolicited advice. You know, you get cues from folks. And I think one should be listening to that. And often you subconsciously don't realize that either that affirmation or defamation is building who you are and building your potential. And so I think being much more authentic about recognizing all of that and bringing it together to actually have the courage. I think a lot of playing to your potential has to do with courage, and you don't jump out alone, right? And so if you bring others with you, you'll kind of have a parachute.
Lovely. A pleasure talking to you, Neera. Thank you so much for your time and insight.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Lovely. Thank you.
Take cues and signals from the world around you is such a simple but profound advice. When I work with leaders in transition, the first piece is often about getting feedback from the world around you and what they think about the ideal canvas in which you're likely to flourish. If this piece is of interest, tune into the conversation with Anu Madgavkar of McKinsey, who talks about how she moved from banking to consulting to research, or Atul Kasbekar, who talks about how he got into producing from being a photographer. Thank you for listening. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. In fact, Google has recently launched an app for podcast listening on Android platforms too. If you went to playtopotential.com, you would also have the opportunity to listen to multiple voices curated by a topic. You just have to click on the curated playlist section. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate and review the show. It will help others discover it. Thank you for listening.